Hey everyone, and welcome back to Booklicious, the podcast where we explore stories that keep us up way past bedtime. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a thriller that's been making waves, The Intruder by Freida McFadden. It's intense, it's atmospheric, and like most McFadden novels, it's packed with jaw-dropping twists that'll have you saying, "Wait, what just happened?" So grab your headphones, maybe dim the lights, and let's get into it. Imagine this, a stormy night, a remote cabin, and a woman named Casey who's just trying to stay safe and keep warm. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door. When she opens it, there's a young girl, bloodied, terrified, and clutching a knife. She won't say where she came from, and she won't say who hurt her. That's how The Intruder begins. No long build-up, no waiting around. You're dropped right into the middle of danger, and from that moment, Freida McFadden never lets the tension ease up. Casey's decision to let the girl in, or maybe to turn her away, becomes the core of the story. From there, secrets unravel, suspicions rise, and every chapter seems to end with a new reason to keep the lights on just a little longer. If you've read Freida McFadden before, you know her pacing is one of her strongest weapons. The Intruder is no exception. Each chapter feels like a jolt, short, direct, and filled with just enough information to make you think you know what's going on until you realize you don't. McFadden doesn't waste time with long detours or filler. The story moves like a storm, fast and unrelenting. Every decision Casey makes has consequences, and the reader feels that pressure on every page. That's one reason why so many readers have said this is one of McFadden's most bingeable books. It's perfect if you want a thriller that you can tear through in a night or two. Let's talk characters. Casey is the heart of the novel, empathetic but flawed, strong but not invincible. She's the kind of person who wants to help but doesn't always think things through, and that's what gets her into trouble. Then there's the girl, the so-called intruder. She's quiet, mysterious, and incredibly hard to read. Is she a victim? A threat? Something else entirely? McFadden plays with that question throughout the book, making us question what we would do in Casey's place. The supporting cast, the neighbors, the cops, the people from Casey's past, they're all threads in a much bigger web. Some exist to mislead you, others to fill in the emotional layers that make the story feel more human. Beneath all the suspense, the intruder asks some heavy questions about trust, guilt, and survival. Who deserves our compassion? What happens when good intentions backfire? McFadden uses the storm outside as a metaphor, the chaos, the fear, the isolation, and mirrors it in her character's emotions. It's not just about who the intruder is, it's about what fear does to people and how quickly morality can blur when danger walks through your door. There's also a strong current of parental instinct in this book, that primal need to protect a child, even when you're not sure the child is innocent. It's a tension that runs from the first chapter to the last. Now, we can't talk about a Freida McFadden book without talking about twists. Don't worry, no spoilers here. Let's just say this. McFadden is the kind of author who hides clues in plain sight. You'll think you figured it all out, and then she'll pull the rug from under you in a way that feels both shocking and fair. Some readers have said a few of the surprises rely a bit too much on withheld information, but most agree that the payoff is strong and the final reveal reframes everything that came before it. By the end, you'll find yourself flipping back through earlier chapters, realizing just how carefully she laid her traps. Let's break it down. What works? The pacing? Absolutely relentless. The tension? Sustained beautifully throughout. The moral ambiguity? You don't know who to trust, and that's the fun of it. The readability, short chapters that make you say, just one more. And what could have been better? A few side characters feel more like plot devices than people. Some twists are built on secrets rather than clever misdirection. Sharp readers might catch on early. Still, even with those small flaws, The Intruder nails what it sets out to do, deliver an addictive, chilling story that keeps your pulse racing. Without spoiling anything, the ending is exactly what you'd hope for in a Freida McFadden thriller. Shocking, but meaningful. It doesn't just answer the big mystery. It forces you to reconsider what right and wrong even mean in this story. It's one of those conclusions that you'll want to talk about afterward, perfect for book clubs or for arguing with friends over coffee about who was really at fault. So, should you read The Intruder? Absolutely, especially if you love thrillers that don't waste a single page. It's fast, it's unnerving, and it's full of characters who are just believable enough to make you second-guess yourself. Freda McFadden proves once again that she knows how to build tension from the ordinary, a house, a stranger, a storm, and turn it into a psychological minefield. Whether you're already a fan of her work or discovering her for the first time, The Intruder will keep you hooked from that first knock on the cabin door to the very last line. And that's it for today's episode of Booklicious. If you've read The Intruder, I'd love to hear what you thought. Did you see the twists coming, or did they catch you off guard? Drop your thoughts in the comments or tag us on social media using hashtag BookliciousPodcast. Thanks for listening and happy reading.